Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fire and Chasm by Chelsea Campbell, performed by Nick Podell. For Apples, You Know Why. Chapter 1. The scents of pine needles and damp, newly turned earth hang heavy in the air. Liara and I make our way past the graves of the dishonored as the warm glow from the oil lamp she carries sways back and forth, sending long shadows up the narrow path leading to the mausoleum. It's pitch black out and well past curfew. No one is supposed to be here. Especially not supposed to be creeping around all the fresh graves, all the deep, dark holes the chasm-bound are buried in, where their bodies rot away in the cold, lifeless dirt. It's not exactly a secret that wizards have been disappearing around town late at night, and that the same number of new graves appear afterward, dug along the farthest edge of the graveyard, as far from the church as possible. The church might have to take in all the dead according to the law, no matter how wicked they were in life or how unnatural their magic, but they don't have to honor them. The gravestones are flat and unmarked, but Liora's eyes move to them anyway, as if she could see who lurked underneath if only she stared at them long enough.
Do you think?
She shakes her head and forces her gaze away from the stones.
No, he's not one of them. I'm sure of it.
But she's not sure. Not at all.
You hate wizards, I remind her,
because she does. She hates them as much as I do. Well, almost. Enough to not care if some of them have gone missing.
I know that as... I didn't say I don't hate him. And I shouldn't be worrying about him. Not today, but he's still my father.
I watch the path in front of me, avoiding stepping on a loose rock, my footsteps silent. Today's the anniversary of her mother's death, hence our visit to the mausoleum, and she hasn't seen her father in years. I've never seen my parents. Not that I know of. But even if I don't know anything about having a family, I know Liara deserves better than the one she's got. Or at least what's left of it.
He's in the capital, in New Haven, not here,
Liara whispers, still trying to reassure herself. A twig snaps under her foot, making her jump.
He's at the High Guild headquarters. I mean, he would have written to me if he was coming. He knows where I am. He's paying for me to be here. By the fire, it's not like he doesn't know where to find me.
Maybe that's the problem. A letter from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?